From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the world reacting to the death of Cuban leader Fidel Castro this Saturday, with celebrations among the country's exiles in Miami and expressions of sorrow from some world leaders. Castro died Friday night at the age of 90, with his brother, President Raul Castro, confirming his death on state media. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said on Twitter that, "I lament the death of Fidel Castro, leader of the Cuban Revolution, an emblematic reference of the 20th century. A former Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, hailed Castro for strengthening his island nation." Shortly after the Cuban government's announcement of Castro's death, Cuban exiles in Miami, Florida, took to the streets in celebration. Some were draped in Cuban flags, others danced in the streets, and some dazed in disbelief that this day that some of them so long wished for was here.
I think it's important for the Cubans in the island, and I think it's important for the Cubans in exile. For 60 years, people have been waiting for this time. Fidel Castro is a symbol of a tyranny that had killed many people in Cuba and has created a lot of wounds in the Cuban exile. What we're seeing here is something spontaneous. There's nothing prepared.
The United States restored diplomatic relations with Cuba on July 20th of last year and has maintained commercial, economic, and financial embargo against the island. President Barack Obama has moved aggressively to restore economic relations with the country. This is VOA News.